practice full contact sparring for self-defense or as part of a calorie-controlled diet? Do you wear steel-capped Dr. Martens for aesthetics or for devastating rib attacks? And are exponents of health Tai Chi perverting the fundamentals of the style, or are they riding the waves of a new historical swell? Find out this week on Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. Everybody, and welcome back to Talking Tai Chi with the Teapot Monk. This week, we begin our three-part series on whether Tai Chi has now transcended or is still chained to its martial history. And we begin by asking a very straightforward but ludicrously controversial question: is Tai Chi still a martial art? The short answer is,
sir, yes, sir!
Yes. However, unlike almost all other martial arts that have maintained their fighting principles over time, many schools of Tai Chi have shifted consciously away from the martial towards an exclusively health, meditative, or philosophical curriculum. Now this new direction, this new evolution of the art, still calls itself Tai Chi, and hence the conundrum. In theory, the whole title Tai Chi Chuan means the martial practice. Chuan meaning fist. And in theory, the use of just the phrase Tai Chi itself denotes the more health-orientated aspects of the art. But this is all theory only, as it is generally ignored by everyone other than the pedantic stylists, and probably for good reasons too. Now, in other martial arts, you generally don't find this split, say Wing Chun Kung Fu, Karate, or Taekwondo. Not many of these students would say that they practice full contact sparring because it's part of their calorie-controlled diet. Or that they pound the makiwara every morning at 5 a.m. because it eases their backache and arthritic joints. Or that by developing calluses on their knuckles through the practice of jump knuckle push-ups on concrete floors, it helps them sleep much better at night. So we must dig deeper and ask, have the schools, students and teachers that have changed the emphasis from martial to health perverted the course of Tai Chi history, or are they riding the waves of history, adapting and updating the art to the needs of an increasingly multifaceted and urbanised 21st century lifestyle? Can Tai Chi possibly be both things at the same time? For this is where a lot of the antagonism, mudslinging and confusion resides. Some people say we should just change the name. But did Yang Chenfu when he shifted it from the martial boxing school that his grandfather began? No. Did Chen Manqing when he started teaching in New York? No. Did Yang Yulu Chan when he changed forever the Chen style to that of his own? No, he didn't. Why? Because in all these cases, it was not a simple change of emphasis, it was an evolution.
Hallelujah.
But hold on, before we go down that road, let's first clarify what we mean by martial. Are we talking about any practice that involves the learning of kicks, blows, locks, stances? For if we are, then yes, Tai Chi does this. But I believe true martial skill is not contained in the secret five-finger delayed death sneeze, nor the deadly, handed down by oral tradition only, ferocious Fa Jing eyelid wink.
Uh-oh.
No. What distinguishes Tai Chi as a martial art is the same thing that distinguishes Tai Chi as an art, and that is the emphasis on the principles of relaxation under duress, the emphasis on breathing techniques for remaining soft rather than hard, and the development of internal qi, all combined in a healthy cocktail of listening, sticking, rooting, and yielding. This collection of life skills not only makes Tai Chi a useful addition to any martial arts practiced's curriculum, but also makes Tai Chi a formidable art for coping with the rigours of 21st century living. To say that Tai Chi is about this or that is to misunderstand its inherent principles of adaptation and to ignore its history as an evolutionary art. It's like that old argument about the shoes. So it's like your martial arts today are about survival. It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. If you don't want to be eaten, you've got to learn to defend yourself. Against dogs, you mean. Dogs, members of the royal family, homeless people, politicians, artists, professors of literature, greengrocers. In these times of economic and political bankruptcy, it could be anyone, and your only defence, occupy the banks. No, your only defence is a good pair of steel-capped Dr. Martin boots. How's that then? Well, it's straightforward, really, when you think about it. If you've got to kick someone in the ribs, and let's face it, what choice have you got nowadays? You might as well do it properly. Like, I mean, when they come for your ass, a weekend course in co-counselling ain't going to stop them, is it? What do you mean, come for your ass? You didn't hear what happened to Barry last week? No. He comes out of his ass on his way to the newsagents to pick up his weekly copy of, Poetry and the Anarcho-Syndicalist in a Post-Web 2 World. Oh, yeah, but that's good, it's good. Right, anyway, he's going to the newsagents to get it. And who's waiting for him on the street? Who's waiting for him? Only the suits. And they say to him, "Oi, is this your ass?" So Barry says, yeah, what with it? What of it? So they say, "Shove off, we're having it." And they take his ass, just like that. Now, what does Barry do? Nothing. Why? Because he's wearing some namby-pamby Adidas pump-up-your-shoelaces running shoes. Whereas, if he'd been wearing the Dr. Martin steel cap knee-length boots like I've got on 24 hours a day, he could have kicked them all in the ribs, saved his ass, saved his home, saved the royal family, probably saved the Western economic system as we know it today. Hang on. Who were they then? How can anyone just take their own? What'd they do, pick it up and carry it off? Wherever he said something about the bank. Anyway, but the thing is, you've got to remember that it can happen to you, it can happen to me, it can happen anyone, anytime. Bus stop, supermarket, organic seed centre, Apple Genius bar, anywhere. Step out on the street, before you know it, someone's taking your ass. And unless you're wearing Dr. Martin's on, I suppose. Exactly, my friend, exactly. Now you understand. You see, any other sort of shoes, really, they should be banned or called something else, because they're not really for rib kicking, are they? Everyone should have Dr. Martens on 24 hours a day. What? Even on the beach? Especially on the beach. Never heard of Charles Atlas? Charles who? Go on, Bennett. You never read a comic book? Look, some beach bully kicks sand in the face of some skinny runt who's wearing fluffy New Age flip-flops and then makes off with his girlfriend and his ass. Until, of course, Charles Atlas steps up in his steel-capped Dr. Martens. So, are shoes for running in, swimming in, kicking a football, kicking someone's ribs, or dancing in? And how come we've allowed all these different sorts of footwear to keep the same name, shoe, despite these varied functions? Well, it beats me. Historically, though, Tai Chi, as an exclusively martial art, was more popular in the 19th and the beginning of the 20th centuries. But with the increasing influence of Western ideology in China and the recognised limits of martial arts as weapons of national defence, the internal art of Tai Chi began to adapt to a new and changing political and social landscape. Whilst one branch remained convinced that the future was going to stay martial, the other went off in search of other pastures. These evolutionary schools now claim that to devote so much time to learning personal self-defense in the 21st century is not only anachronistic, but also feeding into a culture that already suffers from an excess of violence. Like the yin-yang symbol, the issue is clearly neither just black or white. What is evident is that the precepts of Tai Chi lean towards a continuous evolution, as demonstrated by its capacity to adapt to the different needs of different times. And this is a healthy sign that it is an art that has a future. Next week, in the second episode of Redefining the Martial, we look at weapons. Just how useful is sword training for the modern day ninja? For an alternative look at the internal arts, visit teapotmonk.com for controversial articles, heated discussions, insightful interviews, and links to the two classic texts on Tai Chi, The Manual of Bingkert Boxing, and of course, Tai Chi 50 Essential Questions and Answers. Got a comment or a suggestion? Tweet me at beancurdboxer or email beancurdboxer@gmail.com.